From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Graham. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The fate of the proposed hotel in Jefferson Heights now rests on the replacement of an aging water line. Green Suites Resort, the four-story, 50-unit hotel proposed for the Catskill Golf Course, is currently before the planning board for a special use permit. There is currently insufficient water pressure to support the project. Property owner David Vippler said the 70-year-old water main needs to be upgraded from a 6-inch line to an 8-inch line. He said, and I quote, "It is a requirement for the whole road, not just for the hotel," end quote. The cost of the replacement would be $179,000. Vippler argued the village of Catskill would benefit from the upgrade, but Catskill Village President Vincent Seely was not sure. He said, and I quote, "We can't invest in a water project when there is no guarantee of water usage," end quote. Asked by Catskill Planning Board Chairman Joseph Izzo if there was an alternative to the water line replacement, Vippler said there was none. Izzo said, and I quote, "Then there's no project," end quote. Vippler's subsequent request for a conditional special use permit was denied. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Diane Valden is reporting for the Columbia paper. Elected officials in the town of Ancrum find themselves in an awkward position after receiving an invitation from the public library to attend a closed-door meeting to discuss, and I quote, "mutual problems, concerns, and vision," end quote. Amongst some, the invitation triggered concerns the meeting would violate state law. During the March 21st public meeting of the Ancrum Town Board, Deputy Supervisor Hugh Clark spoke about the invitation extended by the Roliff Jensen Community Library to town officials from Ancrum, Copeg, and Hillsdale. Clark said the so-called community conversation, and I quote, "has the potential to violate the open meetings law," end quote, because if three or more board members attended the gathering, a quorum would be present. He said, and I quote, "Any gathering of a quorum of a public body conducting a public meeting must be open to the public," end quote. Clark also expressed concerns that the library chose to limit the gathering to town officials and to exclude the general public because it did not want to, and I quote, "inhibit frank conversation," end quote. Library Director Tamara Gaskell said, based on the advice of Library Council, the meeting posed no potential violation of state law. Library Board of Trustees President Pat Placona said the library is aware of the open meeting law, and if only two people from each town board should attend, there would be no problem. And each town board should determine who would go. According to the American Library Association, the planned conversations are part of a program called Turning Outward, a resource for libraries that offers tools, and I quote, "designed to help libraries strengthen their role as community leaders and bring about positive change in their communities," end quote. After further consideration, the library has issued a new invitation, which does include the public. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting preliminary work has begun on a 20,000-square-foot federal inspection station at the passenger terminal at New York Stewart International Airport. The addition will provide a space to separate international and domestic passengers. Airport Business Development Director Michael Torelli said, and I quote, "The phase of that project is to do a new sterile corridor into the baggage claim area for interim federal inspection station because our existing entrance into the federal inspection station will be under construction. It will be a full construction site in the next couple of weeks," end quote. Ground will be broken in April for the actual expansion. The project is expected to be completed by August 2020. A Bohemia, New York-based contractor was awarded the project. Forefront Power of San Francisco has been awarded the $5.7 million contract to build a solar carport over a portion of the main terminal parking lot. Electricity generated from that will be used to power the terminal building. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. David Lombardo is reporting for the Times Union. State lawmakers have approved legislation that will subject hunters to a lower threshold for intoxication. The measure would lower the blood alcohol content level at which a person is found to be hunting while intoxicated from 0.10 to 0.08%. The proposal passed with a majority of support in both houses. The change would bring the limit in line with state laws governing the level of intoxication for motorists and boaters. The DWI level in New York has been in place since 2002, and the boating while intoxicated level was set in 2003. The thresholds were set based on studies that determined when a person's motor skills, perception, and judgment could be substantially impaired with alcohol in their bloodstream. The bill now goes to Governor Andrew Cuomo for signature. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.